shades of bygone badger lords, hares in battle formations, sea rat galleys, vermin hordes, and the clangor of war, mingled with pounding surf and the dreams of Sunflash the Mace. Louder and louder the pounding grew. Sunflash came awake in darkness. The lantern had gone out. Some beast was pounding against the far wall from its other side. Dim cries reached the badger lord's ears.
Sire, are you there? Answer if you can hear us.
Sunflash stood upright, bellowing aloud.
I'm in here! Wait!
Groping his way to the wall, he felt around until he encountered a deep crack. Sunflash pulled both ways, gouging huge blunt claws into the stone rift, and the entire wall moved fractionally. Howling his war cry, the badger pitted his strength in one colossal effort against the groaning rock.
You lady!
The wall rift opened 3 full paw lengths. Shaking dust from his eyes, Sunflash kicked his mace into the gap, wedging it open. Sundew and several other hares were on the other side in the forge room. They shouted out in relief.
Oh, thank the fur and fates, you're all right, sire.
Phew, when you go missing, you make a proper job of it, what?
What's that sweet smell? Whew, what have you been cooking in here, my lord?
Must have eaten something to keep him going 3 days, what?
Sunflash could scarcely believe his ears.
3 days? You mean I've been in here 3 full days?
Sundew's paw came through the opening and she patted Sunflash's face as if to reassure herself that it really was him.
Rather, and 3 nights, don't you know? This is the morn of the 4th blinking day, sire. I'd have never forgiven myself if we hadn't found you. Worried out of my mind I was.
Sunflash interrupted her recriminations.
Is there a lantern or a torch in there? Pass me a light through. Hurry!
There was a few moments scratching about, then a flaring resin-soaked torch with a metal sconce ring on it was thrust through the opening. Sunflash took it, saying,
Stay where you are. I won't be long. There's something I must see.
The carved wall was covered with pictures of badgers and battles, sea rats, vermin bands. They were all there. Sunflash recognised a figure near the end. It was obviously his grandsire, Boar the Fighter, armour-clad, armed with a great battle blade, putting sea rats to flight. Curiously, the next figure was very small, but quite heroic. It was a mouse, carrying a broken sword, hung about his neck on a cord. And there were other smaller figures, accompanying the mouse on a journey toward the mountain. Next was a likeness of the same creatures, leaving Salamandaston, though this time the mouse was wielding a bright new sword of great beauty. Beyond that was a small space. Sunflash caught his breath. Carved into the wall was a clear picture of himself, carrying his mace over one shoulder, walking toward the mountain.